Okay, we're live from Govardhan. Reading for the Mana Shiksha, Instructions to the Mind. Let's go. Verse 4. So, Omaganati Madandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shikadvaya Namaha.
Okay.
Let's see my outline at least.
Oh, sorry. It'll be all right.
They can hear. What? No. Everybody get nauseous. During class, if you hold it, not. Anyway.
That's fine. They're fine. They can hear.
Hearing is the main thing. What else are they going to see when they see me? So verse 4, remember, we use the Jagannath Ashtaka melody. Asadhan Varta Vesha Vishri Jamati Sarvashvaharandi Kata Mukti Vyakriha Nashrinu Kela Sarvatma Gilani Api Chakva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Mitti Vyoma Nayandim Samanda.
O mind,
abandon the prostitute of mundane talks who plunders all intelligence. Do not listen to the tigress named Mukti, liberation, who devours over. Also give up attachment to the husband of Lakshmi, Sri Narayan, who only leaves one to Vaikuntha. Instead, here in Braj, serve Sri Sri Radhakrishna, who give one the jewel of their own love.
Vinod Thakur,
in his Bhajana Dharpada commentary, states, and he's giving the slokarta. As I said, he's not giving the meaning of every word, but the words he considers most prominent. Mati.
Connection's not good.
Mundane gossip is like a prostitute who plunders the treasure of the heart. Akur explains. Just as a prostitute takes away wealth and everything else from an immoral person, material gossip plunders one's intelligence. The only wealth of a living being is discriminating intelligence that has spiritual attainment as the goal of life. In contrast, any material gossip in relation to sense enjoyment or any kind of connection to sense enjoyment is all temporary and useless. Even lessons in Shastra, which promote greed for more wealth, sexual pleasure, or connection with people who are attached to sex, are all asat, temporary, material, and useless. Any process that increases one's association with an attachment for temporary useless objects is called asadvarta. Regarding Krishna conscious intelligence, Mati, Srila Ramananda Roy has said the following. If it is possible to obtain intelligence absorbed in the rasa of pure devotional service to Krishna, then one must acquire it without delay. Intense greed for that rasa is the only price. It cannot be obtained even by pious activity in millions of births. That's from the Pajavali 14, the next few words. Sarvatma Gilani Mukti Vyagriya. Discussions of mukti or merging into impersonal Brahman is like a ferocious tigress which devours everyone's soul. Here the word mukti or liberation refers to Brahma Nirvana, also called Sayuja Mukti, that's merging. This type of liberation involves merging into either the impersonal Brahman effulgence of God or the body of God directly. Sayuja Mukti negates the eternal individuality of the self. The establishment of this merging as the ultimate liberation is based on word manipulation. It is not the ultimate truth any more than there are flowers growing in the sky. In reality, the only ultimate truth, Paramatma, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the possessor of all the inconceivable potencies. Those supreme potencies of the Lord are eternal. The divine potency, Chit-Shakti, manifests the Lord's transcendental pastimes. In the form of Maya, she creates endless material universes, as well as the physical and subtle material bodies of the conditioned souls. In her aspect as the marginal potency, the Tashta Shakti, she manifests countless minuscule living beings, jivas. Some people are envious of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality, personal form of God, and his devotees. There are also some who are apathetic to Bhagavan's name, form, qualities, and pastimes, considering them to be imaginary. Although such envious or apathetic persons continue to suffer the reactions of their karma, they experience some sort of pleasure by discussing impersonal liberation. But that happiness is like the happiness of a criminal who commits suicide in order to escape punishment. Therefore, we must be very careful to abandon all topics and all contemplation of the processes of worship for attaining impersonal liberation. Also, one must give up the association of those who are eager for impersonal liberation. Such liberation is like a tigress who devours the soul. Srila Rupa Goswami explains this topic as follows. The desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from the material bondage are considered to be like two witches who haunt one like ghosts. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? Those dedicated devotees whose minds are always absorbed in the loving service of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna never have the slightest desire for impersonal liberation. That's from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Next few words. Vyomanayani Lakshmipati Rati. The attachment for Lakshmipati Narayan takes one to Vaikuntha. The abode of Narayan is known as Paravyoma or Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. There, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the possessor of all opulences in full, resides eternally. In this abode, one can achieve four kinds of liberation by serving the husband of Lakshmi Narayan. One, Sarupya, achieving the same features and form as Narayan. Two, Samipya, living in Narayan's close association. Three, Salokya, residing on the same planet as Narayan or with Narayan. And Sharshti, obtaining the same opulences as Narayan. Srila Rupa Goswami very clearly described this as follows. Although this book, this is a quote from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, has suggested that a devotee give up all five types of liberation, still four out of them, Sarupya, Samipya, Salokya, and Sharshti, are not very much against bhakti. These four types of liberation may be motivated either by the desire for personal opulence and happiness or by the desire for prema in the service to Krishna. Of course, the first motivation is not suitable for those who only desire loving service. However, one-pointed devotees of the Lord who desire to experience only the sweetness of prema do not accept any type of liberation to Vaikuntha. Among all these devotees, those whose minds have been stolen by Govinda are the best. Even the favor of the Lord of Lakshmi Narayan cannot capture their minds. Although in principle there is no difference between the forms of Narayan and Krishna, Krishna is superior due to the principles of Ras, divine aesthetics. Such is the conclusion of the Rasa point of view. And that's from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In this regard, Srila Haridas Thakur has expressed transcendental sentiment. So this is from the Pajavali. I've had enough with talk of celestial planets and have no use for a great kingdom on earth. Even the opulence of liberation should go far away from me. My heart is stolen by that person in the groves by the Jamuna, whose shining dark bluish complexion is like a young tamal tree. And then the next few words. Swarati Mani Dal, giving the jewels of their own love. Swarati Dal also means Atma Rati Dal. The soul of all souls is Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and the love that each individual has towards them is called the Atma Rati. That love is covered by various desires born of ignorance when the souls are enchanted by Maya. Although such love is the Jiva's eternal Dharma in the perfected state, Srila Ishwara Puri exemplifies this love. Here's a quote. May the coward boy who is a festival of ecstatic bliss for the hearts of the fortunate creatures residing in the groves of Govardhan, who eagerly enjoys loving pastimes in the forests of Vrindavan with the gopis, and whose complexion is as splendid as a great sapphire, eternally enjoy transcendental pastimes in our hearts. Srimadavendra Puri has beautifully expressed his enduring attachment for Lord Krishna. Those devoted to poetry may praise its sweetness, and those devoted to Vedic study may praise the nectar of impersonal Brahman. We praise neither. We simply take shelter of that person who plays a flute and wears a necklace of gunja berries. That's from the Pajavali. Sri Kavi Ratna also states, my mind never prays for the post of an earthly king, nor desires the post of Indra. It does not like yogic perfections, nor yearn for liberation. It only runs after the pure supreme Brahman, who in the forest by the Yamuna is bound by the vine of a gopi's arm, and so appears like a dark rain cloud surrounded by lightning. That's from the Pajavali. Sri Madhavendra Puri also expresses such spiritual sentiments. I pray that a certain coward boy who expertly casts amorous glances from the corners of his beautiful, restless eyes, whose splendid cheeks are decorated with glistening, swinging, shark-shaped earrings, and who is very eager to enjoy the rasa dance with the radiant girls of Raj, may at once appear within my heart. Only through worshipping Sri Sri Radhakrishna, the divine couple in Vrindavan, will these jewels of attachment awaken within a practitioner's heart, elevating the sadhaka to a higher stage of ecstasy, of love of God, called Mahabhava. So that's the end of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. So anyone have any questions? But giving up the worship of Narayan and Lakshmi, always being absorbed in Radha Krishna and Vrindavan, giving up prajalpa, and giving up talks of liberation. You know, like the prajalpa is like a prostitute.
Talks of liberation.
Talks of liberation.
I mean, motivation is in the beginning liberation, but.
Talks of liberation is what he says, yeah.
Okay.
In the direct translation, we'll go back to the beginning. Listen to the stories of the tigress called Mukti. Don't even listen to stories about Mukti, who devours all souls. Of course, the acharyas. Prabhupada Saraswati says, Kaivalya Narakayate, the so-called mukti is hell. And of course we know from Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita that Achahara Prayasascha Pajalpa Nimangraha. Once you give up what's called Pajalpa, Pajalpa means useless talks, mundane or village talks. At the same time, when we relate to people, sometimes we have to engage in these talks. Like if you're going out in society, and obviously, you know, you go visit your mother or something, you say, how are you doing, you know, like that. So, hopefully my mother's not watching. She probably is not. Well, when, she doesn't know that, so she wouldn't be watching. So when my mother, when I speak to my mother on the phone, which I should do tonight, usually I just do my work on the computer at the same time, and every few seconds I say, yes, yes, mom, yes, mom, yes, mom. Because it's just useless talks. So it's important to pacify someone, not appear to be bad-mannered, or what they say, gauche in French. And so sometimes we have to be, you know, stretch things a little bit like that. Obviously, you meet someone, how's the family, how's this, how's that? Of course, with devotees, it's all right to ask. Usually with people who engage in self-realization, you ask people, how is your path of self-realization? How are you progressing? How is your bhakti?
Can one say that practically everybody comes up to motivation for liberation into the movement? And then
not everybody. Krishna says, chapter of Vidha Bhajanti, no. People come for four different reasons. One is freedom from distress. The other ones are, you know, money, you know, wealth or opulence. And then one is inquisitive, and then one wants knowledge. You don't really have all four. You know, there's only one of them. Relief from distress, which sometimes can be liberation, and sometimes can be just like, you know, stop kicking me so much, Krishna. I want to enjoy the material world. So it's not that everybody comes with a desire for liberation. Although, we do find that manifest with new devotees quite often. You know, people are just saying, get me out of the material world is miserable, because they hear the material world is miserable so many times. Say, back to God. They say, back to God, but actually what they're thinking is, get me the hell out. That's, in other words, they're not thinking back to God, and they're thinking, get me the hell out of here. Even though they're saying back to God. But your world is miserable, and then every time a devotee gets sick, you just remind them how miserable they are. And you just increase their misery. So, any other questions?
It's interesting how it said that these four types of liberation may be motivated either by desire for personal opulence and happiness, or by desire, like you said now, this is motivated by personal happiness.
Yeah.
Or by desire for prema in service to Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because let's say if you desire to be on the same planet as Krishna, then you maybe desire to serve Krishna there. So they can be motivated by service, or they can be motivated by personal enjoyment propensity. Hey, I want to get a spiritual body. Would that be cool if I had a spiritual body? Then I wouldn't get sick, and I'd be happy, full of eternity bliss. I can go back to the spiritual world, go to the Surabhi cows, get plenty of ice cream from them. I remember the devotees used to speak like that when I joined the movement. You go back to the cows and give any quantity of anything a devotee desires, and the desire trees. Wow. So, yeah, and anyway, people come to Vrindavan and they have these desires. Like you see, so many of these trees have these cloth tied to them and little things. Those are all ladies who want sons. Basically, 90% of that is ladies who want sons. So they're praying at the desire tree. Of course, I tell that famous story. My encounter with a desire tree. I think you've heard that story before. That once upon a time, I came with one of my godbrothers who just came back to the movement, and his non-devotee wife had left him. And anyway, he just came back to the Hare Krishna movement. He was about 50-something years old. And so he was expressing the desire to get married again after having like two or three kids. And I said, you're too old. And so then one of the first things I did, right, on the Vrindavan Parikrama path, when the Vrindavan Parikrama path used to be the forest of Vrindavan, they had this Krishna Balaram tree. You know. But anyway, it used to be the forest. You used to walk through Vrindavan Parikrama. There used to be peacocks there, and, you know, the chirping of birds. Now you hear the chirping of automobile engines as you walk on the Parikrama. The Parikrama path was so nectarian in those days. I mean, still it's spiritual, but you got to really have intense spiritual vision to see it. So I walked up to this desire tree and embraced it, and I was just holding tight, and I said, I'm begging the desire tree that you don't get married again. And he got really angry with me, basically almost pushed me aside. And he grabbed the desire tree, and he begged the tree the opposite. And 2 or 3 weeks later, he was married again. So his strength of desire was stronger than my strength of desire, perhaps. And then, anyway, I mean, he married a nice lady. She was a nice devotee. She's a nice devotee. And I'm still friendly with him because he got his desire. So people think, you know, think like that. Oh, the spiritual world, oceans of milk, butter, Srikhand, and, you know, complete sense gratification, basically. They want to be the center of the spiritual world, whereas it's Krishna is the center of the spiritual world. All right, any other questions? This is all internal cultivation, of course. Cultivating the mind instead of worshiping. When you talk about worshiping Lakshmi and Ryan, in other words, another way to express that is instead of worshiping Krishna in just the mood of awe and reverence, we should worship Krishna in an intimate way as our friend. You know, Krishna, as he says in the fifth chapter, the Gita text 29, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshram Suradam Sarvabhutanam Gatvamam Shanti Vichati. That those who are peaceful, they understand that I'm the enjoyer of everything, while sacrificing, enjoying the material world, the lord of all the worlds, and Suradam, I'm the friend of all living entities. So those in Braj, those who are in Braj, they actually see Krishna as their friend. You see that? This is the mood of the Brajabasi. They're very playful people. I was just watching, as I was walking about an hour ago, they were, four of the workers were actually carrying this table down the road. And one of them just put his side down, and the other one just took his hand and, you know, and it didn't hit him hard, he just playfully slapped it. So they're very playful like that. It's very interesting. It was, and they were all having a good time. They were all just, it was just like, you know, one was an older man, the other one with three kids, and it was just like, the older man was the one who slapped the young boy, but it was just like, you know, part of life, you know. They were just laughing and laughing and laughing, so. And you see, even the ladies here who clean the houses, they're actually very blissful. Blissful and happy, and it's very nice. The only people who appear a little miserable here are the rich people who come from somewhere else. Like, you know, the people who run the office here. They're the only ones who don't have a smile on their faces.
So,
is it?
They always sit here, they're looking
at Sapna, you know.
Yeah,
she's the only one. The other workers are just like, you know, even they're digging ditches and doing things like that, they're enjoying themselves.
And that's the meaning from the Bible, when it says if you have to become like a child and you want to go back to what?
Yeah.
Childish? Or?
Well, it says you're, the meek shall inherit the earth, is that other statement from the Bible. So, but a lot of these, you know, there's rich people, generally they're not the Brajavasis. They're generally people from elsewhere who come to, you know, make money. You know, the rich people, the Brajabasi don't have too much impetus to make money. They're not, you know, they're I wouldn't say lazy, but they're just not enthusiastic workers. You know, you can try to get a plumber here for 2 years and you won't come. You know, it took us like 3 months to get a water heater installed. 3 months and like hundreds of phone calls from Australia to get the water heater installed. And we had that poor Praneshra like carry the water heater on. I would have destroyed the water heater if it's used improperly. I guess that's it?
There's a question.
What question?
I thought yesterday in class that we shouldn't become like very close to the larger buses. Like too much mixed with the
hard. Yes, that's right. Unless you're actually on that platform. That was what I had with Jagannanda Pandit. It's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya advised Jagannanda Pandit only to spend like 2 or 3 weeks in Vrindavan when he went. He said, just don't become too close to the Vrajabhasis because they're in a different mood than you and you won't understand them. That's from the CC, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so even Jagannanda Pandit, basically, he got angry and started to threaten Sanatana Goswami when he came. Because what happened is Jagannanda Pandit is considered to be an incarnation of Satyabhama. And so when he saw Sanatana Goswami wearing a red cloth on his head, he asked Sanatana Goswami, where did the red cloth come from? Sanatana Goswami said he got it from this other sannyasi, Mukunda Saraswati. And Jagannatha Pandit got so angry that he grabbed a pot in order to hit Sanatana Goswami. He said, how can you wear anything other than that, which is a remnant of Lord Chaitanya? And then Sanatana Goswami said, now I can see how much love you have for Lord Chaitanya. So he was more in the mood of awe and reverence. So therefore he couldn't really understand the Vrajabhasi. You have to be really, like, loose to understand the Vrajabhasis. And you have to be ready for it. You can't just make yourself artificially loose. You can't just, like, be loose as far as, like, some of our guru coolies in this con. They're a little too loose. You've seen some of them in Vrindavan? No, I'm sure you have. Is it marijuana sampradaya?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mix with them.
I know you don't mix with them. I mean, they're really, some of them are really loose because of a variety of reasons, which you won't get into right now, but because of bad experiences in the schools here, Krishna consciousness being forced on them, you know, not having practical skills, life skills. I mean, not loose like that. That's not Vrajabhasi. Vrajabhasi means, you know, they're just like, Krishna's in their heart.
Yeah, Krishna's
everywhere. Krishna's in their heart, Krishna's their friend. You know, you don't have to preach about it. Krishna's their friend. That's it, you know. It's hard to explain. It's just like if someone has a kid, you don't have to preach to them to love their kid. They don't have to practice to love their child. It's just like, you know, if I say to a lady who has a little baby, you have to practice to do some sadhana to love your baby. She'll say, what are you, crazy? And that's the same thing with the Vrajabhasis. You know, there's no sadhana for them because they love Krishna. I mean, it's just like that. They love Krishna, so they're just... It's like that Babaji, Vamsi Das Babaji. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He was really wild. I know. He was really wild. But he loved Krishna. So someone who loves Krishna, there's no duty they have to perform. But they do it anyway, in many cases, most cases, to set an example. Krishna mentions that in the Gita. Yadyada charity traits us tata devayana. Okay? Alright. So tomorrow morning we start fresh again. At 6 o'clock. And hopefully we can finish relatively early because I don't want to be out when the crackers start cracking. I don't want to be out too late. Okay, and online we have, you know, there's six people, but they'll watch us later on. Vaishnava Trivikram was watching. You remember Trivikram?
Yes, so is a picture.
He's watching. And Toshan Krishna, you remember Toshan Krishna?
Split,
yeah. Toshan Krishna, Vrindavaneshwari, Trivikram, Bhagavat, you know Bhagavat?
Yes.
He's from Croatia also.
Yeah.
All these, Sachin Mittal, Sarasvati.
You know, it's 4 o'clock
now. 4 o'clock? Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
And Divya Nithai Leela is watching. Pretty good. Anyway, it's nice to see